Hi, this is a dictation for Eric Washington, ERICWASHINGTON, date of service is 10/1/2025. Eric Washington, date of birth is 12/3/71, date of accident 2/8/2025. Mr. Eric Washington was a front seat passenger restrained in a car when it was T-boned on a driver's side and then in a pole. Impact was tremendous and it hit him imperatively. The patient started having constant pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, and currently his neck pain is 10, shoulder pain is reported on the right side is 8, lower back pain is 10. The patient do not have any shooting pain at this time to the right leg as it was there before, and he can lift his shoulder up to 100 degrees of abduction. Pain level overall is reported to be between 8 and 10. The headaches are quite severe, almost like a migraine, vision associated with vision disturbance, light sensitivity, lack of focus, lack of concentration, loss of balance, severe anxiety, panic, depression is reported, unable to sleep. And pain level is between 8 and 10. ADLs are affected 9. The patient reports that he has 30% improvement in the symptoms so far with all the treatment that he has been receiving. Kindly review the records for the ADLs and system review. Additional issues, substance abuse and a compliance plan. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 114/78, pulse 71, pulse ox is 100%. And the rest of the examination will remain the same from the previous visit, which is dated 9/16/2025, dictation number 0918-031. After reviewing the plan, after reviewing the maps, patient was provided with an order for Migranol nasal spray that he reported it helps him a lot for severe headaches only. He's also provided with Tylenol codeine additional pain relief, 30 tablets for additional pain relief. Xanax is provided 0.5 milligram PRN for anxiety panic while and sleep. Medigesic is provided for topical pain relief. Medigesic is provided for migraine headaches and lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief. He was also seen by Dr. Louis Redden, spine specialist. He has been seen by Dr. Gary Gilliard for his shoulder issues, and he's most likely going to go with the PRP. While he's also been ordered a arthrogram for his shoulder. A CT scan was ordered for his spine, cervical spine, to see if it has healed up. He's also being scheduled for a cervical epidural injection. And other than that, the patient is quite stable. Thank you.